Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years now. He's been a member. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, and he joins us all the way from Australia today. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Have me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Peter, you've got a little something different on your mind today. It's more personal, more interpersonal, more personal development on your mind today, don't you?
I always have that on my mind, but I think this relates to business development even more so. I think it's important to have a business that reflects youth as much as possible, and youth in the sense of flexible, resilient, enthused, and growing. The things we like about youth, I think each of our businesses should reflect as much as possible.
Starry-eyed, impulsive, but of course, no business can be all of those things without a little bit of a governor, right? Shouldn't there be a little bit of a governor that we would call maturity? What do you think?
I think that maturity is often used in a way to mean ending youth. I wouldn't want to put it here. I wouldn't want to say that maturity means dead.
I'd experienced.
Want to say maturity means experienced. But the ability to take the best parts of that youth and keep it going. So don't think General Motors, think Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Well, the reason...
I don't think individuals, think the whole organization trying to reflect that position.
Mm-hmm. When one of the challenges that we have today, Peter, as managers, is there are more generations, more diverse generations with there are more distinct lines between generations in the marketplace than I've ever seen in my life before. What do you think?
I think there is truth in the sense that there are more people with more interesting and different sets of requirements than ever before. But you have to remember that not everybody is as young as you are, Jim, so some of us have different perspectives.
Yeah.
I think the way to look at this is that each of those generational gaps or lines or delineations is a starting point, not a finish point. And any time they come across a limit like that, that can be a starting point for a whole new set of products or a whole new set of markets that we as small businesses can take advantage of quickly. Large businesses may not be able to.
Well, I will tell you that, and this is something I've said on the show many times before, I've also written about this. And that is that I've never seen a time when young people could show up in a business, take their position, and contribute as quickly and as effectively and as productively as they do today. My generation, when we came up, it took a long time for us to actually be given responsibility because these young people are plugging in and taking significant responsibility right now, aren't they?
They are. And that, I think, is a function of our being willing to act maturely with them instead of dominating with them.
You got to include technology in there. I mean, they've got the technical background. That contributes a lot to it.
It does, and it always has. That's not about our current generation. It's always been the case. That people coming up take a wider view.
I'm going to disagree a little bit on that because I think the technology part is significantly greater than it was, say, 30 years ago, maybe, and or even more.
And you're welcome to disagree with me. You're allowed to have a wrong opinion every now and then. But I think you wrote very well about this on the weekend when you wrote about social media and social media tools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they are good tools that didn't exist years ago, only a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just people who are young in years who are taking advantage of it. People who are young in attitude, they span all kinds of years. Young in attitude is what I'm talking about here.
That's
if
what,
our business can reflect young in attitude, we'll do better.
Exactly. And that's not that doesn't have anything to do with chronology, folks. It has to do with what's between your ears, not the wrinkles on my face. Peter Myers, our guest, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more about this attitude that Peter is proposing. I think he's onto something. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.